Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about leveraging AI for product development. Let's dive in.
Sounds fascinating. I'm eager to hear how AI is impacting product creation. What's the core idea here?
Well, the main takeaway is the importance of clear communication with the AI. It's about slowing down, providing detailed context, and structuring your requests so the AI can effectively solve your problems. It's like giving a junior developer a well-written PRD.
A PRD. So treating the AI like a member of your development team.
Exactly. Ryan Carson, a 5-time founder, demonstrates this beautifully using Cursor, a VS Code fork, to manage and execute product development tasks with AI assistance.
I see. So how does this structured approach work in practice?
Ryan uses a set of custom rules within Cursor. He starts with a rule for generating PRDs, ensuring the AI understands the requirements and asks clarifying questions. He showed us how he created a PRD for a yacht club CRM, asking the AI about things like the report's purpose, target users, and accessibility.
Interesting. And after the PRD?
Another rule generates a detailed task list based on the PRD, breaking down the project into manageable subtasks, even sub-subtasks, all neatly organized in Markdown with checkboxes.
This is fantastic for keeping track of progress and ensuring nothing falls through the cracks. Almost like having a dedicated project manager.
Right. And Ryan emphasizes the importance of iterating through these tasks one by one, reviewing the AI's work at each step. Because sometimes, even with perfect instructions, minor issues can arise.
That human-in-the-loop element seems crucial.
Absolutely. He also advocates for politeness when interacting with the AI, believing it fosters better collaboration. It's almost like parenting, encouraging the AI to do its best work.
I'm curious about how he manages the larger context of the project.
For that, he suggests using tools like RepoPrompt. It allows you to select specific files and code snippets from your repository, effectively controlling the context provided to the AI. It's incredibly powerful for tasks like code refactoring, where you want laser focus on relevant files, bypassing the sometimes unpredictable context management of other tools. This kind of control prevents the AI from going down rabbit holes.
This entire process seems like a game changer for solopreneurs or small teams.
Completely agree. It empowers individuals to take on roles traditionally filled by larger teams. And Ryan even touches on using MCPs, machine controllable programs, within Cursor to interact with external systems like databases and even control a headless browser in the cloud.
A headless browser? What are the implications of that?
Imagine automating front-end testing or performing actions on web pages directly from your coding environment. The possibilities are immense. He uses it for things like checking if data exists in a database without writing any SQL.
This sounds incredibly powerful. It removes so much toil and allows developers to focus on what they do best, creating.
Exactly. And lastly, he shared his secret ingredient for coding, a good EDM playlist. He even jokingly suggested Cursor should integrate AI-generated music synced to token generation speed, culminating in a drop instead of the default chime.
Aha, that would be quite the experience. But seriously, this discussion has been enlightening. The combination of structured prompts, careful context management, and iterative development with AI assistance is truly transformative. Thank you for sharing these insights.
You're welcome. It's an exciting time to be a builder, and AI is reshaping how we create. Remember to check the show notes for links to the resources mentioned. And until next time, keep building amazing things. Goodbye.
Goodbye.